Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron Johns in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So hey, I hope everybody had a great weekend. We headed up to Surf Expo, kind of checked out what's new with the surf industry and everything. A lot of different vendors up there. It's pretty cool to check out. And now we're back here getting ready to start the week. So out in the Atlantic, we have this big wind field setting up off the bottom of this area of high pressure, and that's going to kind of be feeding us a little surf over the next couple days. Doesn't look like it's going to be anything too huge, but it should give us a little consistent wave throughout the week. Now this is mostly going to be for kind of north of the Cape. South of the Cape's going to kind of be out of the window of this swell. I mean, we're going to get a little side bump from it, but it's not going to be nearly as good as up north around, like, you know, Daytona up to Jacksonville. So today on Monday, we're pretty much all starting out in that knee to thigh range, but these onshore winds are going to be adding a little extra size up in North Florida, and that's going to start to spread down south as the day goes on. That's going to kind of cut off at the Cape. So south of the Cape, you're going to be staying kind of knee to thigh with gentle onshore winds all the way into the afternoon. For Tuesday, north of the Cape, we're going to be looking at thigh to lucky waist high sets from the northeast with brisk onshore winds for most of North Florida. Now, Central Florida, you're going to again be a notch smaller, but should still be rideable. Just pay attention to the shadow of the Cape, because that's going to be in play for at least the first half of Tuesday, and that's going to be blocking out parts of the Space Coast. Now, looking ahead, this wind field looks like it's going to be set up out there at the bottom of this area of high pressure for the rest of the week. So northern Florida, you're going to be in the better position for this. We're probably going to be looking at waist-high waves with a couple lucky bigger sets, but those onshore winds are going to kind of mess things up a little bit. Now central Florida, you're kind of out of that wind field area, so you're going to be a notch smaller, probably all the way through from Wednesday through Friday. Now the onshore winds are definitely going to be affecting quality, but should still be rideable in the better spots, again, especially north of the Cape. Now Friday, we should see a little wind shift, and that's going to bring a little cleaner conditions, especially for the first half of the day, so kind of be ready for that. The weekend report is still a little up in the air right now because we have these two areas of tropical disturbance out in the Atlantic right now, and they don't look like they're going to be coming anywhere close to Florida, but they do look like they're going to be moving up in the Atlantic, and that's going to kind of push things around a little bit. So it's looking like we might not get too much going on for Saturday or Sunday. And these two areas, even if they do spin up and build into something, they're going to be pretty far out in the Atlantic, so what we get from them is probably going to kind of be minimal by the time it gets all the way here to Florida. But anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday, let you know if any of that changes. And until then, keep an eye on those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.